You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
We're back here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And Browns fans, you can secure your Cleveland Browns season tickets for 2014 today. Place your deposit to lock in the best seats and prices. Don't miss your chance to join the best fans in the NFL at First Energy Stadium. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 today.
Our own Jameer Howerton takes us inside the locker room on this show, and today sitting down with Marquise Gray. Take it away, Jameer.
Thanks, Vic. Marquise, it's been a tough past 2 weeks for the Cleveland Browns, and especially when you look back at last week's game. How are you guys bouncing back from these tough loss week in and out?
Man, we just have to. You know, we just got to come back to work the next week because we know we got a game the next week. Just got to have a sharp mindset of what happened that last game. Just get ready for the next game.
And what have you learned over the course of these past 2 weeks facing the New England Patriots and then this past week facing the Chicago Bears, two tough defensive teams?
Just got to play the whole game to the clock, 0-0-0 in the fourth quarter, you know, because anything can happen, as you've seen in the Patriots game, and just got to finish the games when we have a good lead.
What do you think is the missing ingredient?
Honestly, I don't know. I mean, we have all the great playmakers. I mean, our team, we were a stack. I mean, we just got to finish. That's the only thing that comes to mind is just to finish.
And what have you seen from this offense? I mean, how pleased are you to be working in and around these offensive players that you've been exposed to this past season?
It's a blessing, man. We got a lot of playmakers, and especially Josh. I mean, I haven't seen anything like him, man. He's one of those guys that if you leave him open or don't double coverage him, he's going to make a big play. He's been doing that over the course of a couple of weeks, and it's a lot of guys on offense that's making plays for ourselves. But like I said, overall as a team, offense, defense, special teams, we just got to finish.
And moving forward, as you guys get ready to face the New York Jets, what is your course of action this week? What are you focusing in on, and what are you doing to prepare yourself?
Just stand in my playbook, make sure I'm ready to go whenever the team needs me. And if we go do any wildcat things again, just take care of my body, just get ready to go for it.
How was that? Because we got a chance to see you on two consecutive plays in the wildcat position.
It felt good being back there behind center again, man. It's just being able to make plays is something that I was able to do, and hopefully I can continue doing that over the next 2 weeks.
Marquise, good luck to you this week.
Thank you, man.
Back to you, Vic.
Thank you, Jameer. Thank you, Marquise Gray. This is going to be a big second hour on this show. We are going to have, and we should have mentioned this earlier, but we'll mention it now, after further review, the segment that is sweeping the nation on this program every Tuesday. You count on it right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nate Dogg and yours truly will go through the questions that Dave DiNatale, our outstanding producer.
I'm embarrassed.
Producer.
I almost forgot.
Yeah, you know, and it's sweeping the nation, and how can you forget the broom, man? Well, you forgot the broom.
Well, you know, because we're coming close to the holidays and everything. And
the hustle and the bustle.
The hustle and the bustle. I cannot forget the segment that's sweeping the nation.
Why do people call it hustle? Why? I still haven't figured that out, and I've been alive a long time.
The hustle and the bustle?
Why is it called hustle and bustle? I don't almost ever use those words until like this week.
Yeah.
Do you use
know.
Hustle and bustle in
no.
July?
I use hustle.
Are you hustling and bustling?
I never use bustle.
No, but hustle and bustle is a duo. They are holiday words.
I'd like to separate them. I prefer hustle. I think it's a standalone word. I think it applies to a lot of things. Could you imagine Pete Rose was Charlie Hustle and Bustle? No, it's Charlie Hustle.
Exactly. I'm just saying people say it and it sounds so dumb because it's been around for like ever.
So then you should be applauding me instead of questioning me for moving
away
from
that. I'm not questioning you.
I'm strictly a hustle man. Bustle.
You've gone against convention on this. And,
yeah.
And bless
sometimes
you for that.
What you
it's
have
well,
to do.
It's well I'm proud of you for
glad
that.
Glad you're That's, not a bustler.
I'm no bustle.
But
I'm glad.
Pro hustle.
But I hear that. I've heard it multiple times a day, and it's bothering me. It's just
you should put put a hustle and bustle jar in the office whenever somebody says they have to drop a dollar in.
I don't know. It's just one of those things. Anyway, but it's no excuse, Dave DiNatale.
No.
Just like it's no excuse for the Browns to lose these games in the fourth quarter. People are holding them accountable. I'm holding you accountable.
Very good. Once we're done with Don Cockcroft, we will have after further review.
Yeah, and then Don Cockcroft, of course, will be on with us. He's going to talk about his book, The 1980 Cardiac Kids, Our Untold Stories. We'll hear from him. That's a great, great holiday gift if you're still out there thinking books are always wonderful things to give during this hustle and bustle season. And we'll hear from him. Gerard Cherry will also be joining us in this hour as well. So lots and lots of stuff. Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura, You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily. We got Carly McCord tweeting here, and she'll be putting together the Browns Daily Wrap that will be posted on ClevelandBrowns.com later today. So hang around for much more on ESPN 850 in the Hustle and Bustle. WKNR.
It's a dollar.